do you want me to what? What do you want me to do right now? What do you want me to do? What? Tell me. Tell me what the fuck you want me to do.
I know, but what?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you guys want right now. Anyway, my name is Chris Johnson. What you just heard was the problems of a single man who lives with two cats. Whose cats, you know, sometimes they just fucking meow at me over and over and over again. And I don't know what the fuck they want. I don't know what they want. Hey, buddy, you're meowing at me. Let me pick you up and put you on my lap. And then they fucking fidget all around and they jump down. And then they look at you and they meow again. What the fuck? You check the food bowl, the food's full. Check the water's full. You try to play with them, they just fucking stare at you. Buddy, I don't know what the fuck you want right now. I don't know. I don't fucking get it. Fuck. My black cat wakes my ass up all the time. Simon wakes my ass up all the fucking time. Bad enough, I gotta get him fucking 2 insulin shots every fucking day. Every 12 hours. He wakes me up when his food bowl's empty, just jumps in the bed and fucking meows over and over. Meow, meow, meow. Motherfucker. Can't you wait a couple minutes? Just fucking go to bed. I'm gonna eat when I get up. Just fucking eat when I get up. No, it doesn't happen. He'll fucking meow at my ass until I get out of bed and fucking feed him. And then I'll do that. And then like a couple hours later, he'll be back in the bedroom and like fucking meowing in my face again. Like, asshole, what do you want now? Your bowl was empty. We established that. I fixed it. I'm trying to get some more fucking sleep now. I got work in a couple hours. What the fuck? What? And it's the same shit. You try to pet him. It's like, nah, they don't want that shit. You know, fucking, yeah. You know, he kind of pulls his head back. Like, get the fuck away. Like, I don't know what they want. The human equivalent. I think a comedian said this one time, so I'm going to steal the fucking joke, whoever the fuck said it. But, like, it's the human equivalent of just walking up to somebody and going like, hey, hey. Hey, 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 over and over and over again until the person just like fucking slaps you in the face. Like, Jesus, fuck. I didn't even know what this fucking podcast was going to be about. I just started ranting about my pets. I like pets. I've always had animals. I had dogs growing up. Poodles. Poodles growing up. You might be thinking, a macho guy like you, what the fuck are you doing with poodles? Well, my dad was allergic to other kinds of dogs. Poodles have human hair. Do you know that shit? They don't fucking shed. Their hair's like our hair. So if you got fucking asthma and you're a big douche like my dad, you can have poodles around. My mom like ruined my dogs. Like she always had to have them by her. And then like she'd call them if she was going out of the room. And we'd be like, dude, what the fuck? Like I'm playing with him. What are you doing? She's like, well, I'm going to bed. He doesn't have to go to bed now. He's a fucking dog. He isn't going to work in the morning. He doesn't give a shit. We're watching the goddamn game. He's sitting on my fucking lap. Like, why are you being an asshole? What is that? When certain people have to have the animal near them at all times. Now, I fucking love animals. But just let them fucking roam, baby. They'll fucking decide what they want to do. Well, my ex-wife and I had a dog. Mindy went wherever the fuck Mindy wanted to go. Yes, my dog's name was Mindy. And she was fucking hot. She was a Jack Russell mix. And she had, like, this heart disease. They were going to put her down, which is why we took her in. But like Mindy did certain things with certain people. Mindy wanted to go for a walk. She bothered my ass. Mindy wanted to fucking lay around. Usually she would hang out with my ex-wife. But she did whatever the fuck she wanted to do. And sometimes if she was in bed, she said, fuck this. She'd wander out to me when I was watching TV or whatever. And she'd just fucking sit with me. They'll fucking decide what they want to do. Not to fucking pull them away. When I worked at the radio station, I worked with a piece of shit. The Scarecrow. He was a fucking asshole. He loved animals, though. That was one of the few things that was kind of, like, redeeming about him. One of the only things I liked about this guy was that he liked animals. There was a bulldog that was wandering around the radio station one day, and I saw this motherfucker. I was like, holy shit. I gotta fucking investigate. I gotta see this guy. So, you know, I squat down, I give him pets. Hey, what's going on, buddy? My name's Chris. How are you? And then fucking Scarecrow, like, rolls over and, like nudges me out of the way and starts, like, getting on his hands and knees and, like, rolling on the ground with his fucking dog. And the dog, like, just starts climbing all over him and shit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? What are you, a fucking toddler? I was petting the goddamn dog. You gotta fucking one-up me in the fucking dog world? I'm not gonna fucking compete with you for a fucking dog's affection in the middle of the goddamn office of the fucking radio station, you dick. The fuck's the matter with you? Fuck. See, I love animals, but I like to think that I have, like, a normal, healthy love for animals. I'm not, like, one of these pricks that has to have, like, all the attention from the animal at all times. That is, like, fucking... That's narcissistic, isn't it? What kind of fucking narcissistic bullshit is that? I will be number one in this animal's eyes. I've had a lot of animals in my day. Most of it was because of my ex-wife, because she worked at a vet's office for a while. Fucking cockatiel, you know, ferrets, cats, dogs, guinea pig, hamsters, little mini frogs at one point. They didn't last very long, unfortunately. Beta fish, all kinds of shit. Well, I turned on the mic to do a podcast, and I ended up walking around my own head for a few minutes. I guess that's kind of what I do with every fucking cast, eh? But you can catch new episodes on Monday and... Motherfucker, Monday. God damn it. Maybe I gotta stop going to bars on Monday, which happened recently. It's a fucking problem, too. I got new episodes coming on Sundays and Wednesdays, and you can catch every single episode on Podbean, the website, or the app. You can download that shit. Check out those new Facebook videos. That shit's hot. It's hot, son. I'm on Twitter as well, at Johnson Hates You. And you can follow on Apple Podcasts and Google Play, too.